It's time for the Phenology Show. Phenology is the rhythmic biological nature of events as they relate to climate. And it has been quite the week. I have 40 or so different observations that I made this week, including the blooming of one of my favorite flowers, and that is the daisy fleabane. The fleabane is this aster-like flower. It has a center and then rays. And if you think of a daisy, it has maybe 12 or 15 big white rays that originate in the center and sort of go out. A sunflower has the same sort of assembly. But the fleabane has like 50 or more tiny little rays that are just little, like little pink pencil lines drawn around this yellow center. And it's a lovely, lovely plant, and it's blooming right now. If you find one of these, check out the leaf, because there are three different fleabanes that grow up here. Daisy is one. Harvey Jader mentioned Philadelphia fleabane over in Bemidji, and then there's the common fleabane. But the daisy fleabane has a leaf that has, about halfway out the leaf, you're going to see two little ears, two little teeth sticking out of the sides of this leaf. And that's all. They're one on each side, and they're opposite one another. And when you find that, then you are looking at daisy fleabane. Couple of odd notes. The Jerusalem artichokes that grow in my near my house are up about as high as my knee, or no, they're nearly as high as my hip. The bull thistle back in the woods is almost as high as my hip as well. Pagoda dogwood has pretty much completed its flowering, but that's okay because other dogwoods have stepped up. Downy arrowwood is blooming quite a bit. There are some beginnings of flowers on the red osier dogwoods. It won't be long, and the roundleaf dogwoods will be blooming. The other shrubs that are blooming,
Trilobum, Viburnum trilobum, highbush cranberry. Why can't I remember the name? Highbush cranberry is blooming, and the highbush cranberry has a sort of a maple-like leaf. Trilobum has three lobes, and the flowers are a disc of vestigial flowers around the outside, very large, like 3/4 inch, big white flowers. In the center are 40 to 50 little tiny white flowers, and those little tiny white flowers are the ones that are actually fertile, and that's where the seeds will come from. So if you're watching the highbush cranberries, watch for that seed or that berry to form from one of those very small flowers in the middle. I have two different varieties of orchids blooming at my house. They both belong to the genus Goodyera, and one is tessellated rattlesnake plantain, and the other is downy rattlesnake plantain. I've posted a picture on Northeast Minnesota Phenology, and I'll move it over to the, I'll share it at KAXE, KBXE, so you can check these out. They are very small, down right at ground level. In the case of the Goodyeras, the leaves are right there at ground level. The tessellated leaf is kind of a pale green with a tiny, very, very faint white reticulation in the leaf. The downy rattlesnake plantain is a deep green leaf with white reticulation completely throughout the leaf. They're both quite lovely, and the flowers are very nice, but a long way from sort of reaching their peak. But among the other orchids that you should be out looking for are the pink moccasin flowers, which are about done for the year, the yellow moccasin flowers, which are moving toward the end of their growing season, calypsos. What was the other one that I saw? Oh, dragon's mouth, the heart-leaved tway blade, the round-leafed orchis, the Amarorchis rotundifolia. There are just a ton of orchids out right now, and if you are out exploring, depending on where you are, you have a good chance of seeing one or another of the many orchids that are in bloom. Up on high ground, it could be the Goodyeras. It could be the pink moccasin flower. As you move into swamps, which are more nutritious, have more nutrients than bogs, you're going to find the showy lady slippers, the yellow lady slippers, the round-leafed orchid, Amarorchis rotundifolia, the name is escaping me. But there are just a boatload of orchids that are blooming right now, and the way to find most of them is to get out into those wet, swampy, dark areas and see what's going on out there, because it's always exciting. I had a note that made me think of something that happened at my house, and that is there are places where I haven't mowed, and those neglected areas, the grasses have grown up, and one of the grasses that has grown up is the blue-eyed grass, which is a very lovely, lovely plant that looks pretty much like grass, except that it has this blue flower that's about 3/4 of an inch across, and it has a bright yellow center and a deep blue petal, and it is really, really pretty. So check your lawn. If you've got an area where you haven't been mowing, just check around. You might find some of that blue-eyed grass as well. I mentioned earlier that painted turtles are out in huge numbers right now laying eggs, and so you want to be really careful as you're driving not to get in the way of them or put them under your tires. That would not be a good thing. There are a couple of pea plants that are blooming as well. One is pale pea, and that is kind of a whitish cream colored little pea-like flower. Now, when you think of the pale pea and the American vetch, which are the two that are sort of in that pea family, they are kind of prostrate. They are prostrate. They sort of lay down, but they have these reaching branches that reach up and grab onto other plants, so that they cling to other plants. They have leaves that are compound and quite small. And they have these pea-like flowers, and the American vetch has a blue or purple flower, and the pale pea has this pale yellowish, whitish flower. And this is a little bit late in the year for pale pea. I had many observations in other years when the pale pea was in bloom in late May. So that's coming. Spreading dogbane, one of my favorite plants because of its attractiveness to insects, to butterflies and moths, is just beginning to bloom. I saw my first blooms yesterday. Last Thursday or Wednesday, I had a note that the flower buds were out on the spreading dogbane, but yesterday, Monday, I saw them in bloom. They have this little bell-shaped flower. It's about, well, it might be a half an inch, maybe 3/8 inch long flower. And if you look at it, it's white with little streaks of pink in it. And if you have the spreading dogbane, break a branch off or pick a leaf off and look, and you'll see that it has a really milky sap, just like a milkweed. It has that alkaloid sap in it, really sticky, milky-looking sap. And that plant is really, really valuable as a food source for lots of insects. One time in a big patch by my house, I counted 11 species of butterflies. There were more than 11 butterflies, but 11 species of butterflies in that patch. So check those out. Also, besides the spreading dog bane, the bush honeysuckle, which is, I'm not going to say invasive, but it's really, really, it spreads easily and effectively and efficiently. It's a honeysuckle. It's low. The bush honeysuckle doesn't get more than about 2 feet high. The leaves are opposite. The flowers are doubled. It's a typical honeysuckle. And it, yesterday, the stuff at my house was just covered in flower buds, so it's getting ready to bloom, but not blooming yet. I took a rather extended bicycle ride through the hayfields by my house, and I came across a lot of plants that were blooming. Silvery cinquefoil, a little yellow flower, about, not quite a half inch across, 5 petals. The foliage is silvery green and very finely cut. Silvery cinquefoil, red clover, lots and lots of hawkweeds, both the yellow and the orange hawkweed. And at one point, I came across a plant called maiden pink, and I posted a picture of the orange hawkweed, which is also known as devil's paintbrush, and maiden pink together. So you get this bright orange and bright pink, and the maiden pink is really, really starkly pink. And the interesting thing about this is that 2 days ago, I was riding my bike in the same area and saw none of these. And yesterday I saw several hundreds of them. And they must have bloomed just within a day or so there. So lots of that going on. The raspberries are approaching their peak of bloom. The blackberries are doing the same, although the blackberries at my house are pretty quiet. They haven't really come out and started to bloom. Most of the shrubs, the Juneberry, the blueberry, the choke cherry, the pin cherry are all done flowering. I have a black cherry on my neighbor Marv's property, and that black cherry was at the end of its flowers. I could see some flowers still viable, but a lot of the flowers were brown. And I've been looking at that plant for a while, because if it ever produces seed, I'm going to try and grow one. I'd love to have a cherry on my property. And this is pretty far north for black cherry. We don't get a lot of black cherry this far north. Yarrow was blooming, or about to bloom, yesterday at my house. And yarrow, you may recall, has this fern-like leaf. Millifolia is the genus or species. And the millifolia just translates as thousands of leaves. And it has thousands of leaves. It also has a cluster of white flowers that might be 2 or 3 inches across at the top, and 100 flowers or 75 flowers in a cluster. So look for yarrow. It's going to be blooming probably today in this area. Starflower appears to be done blooming. Canada Mayflower is kind of at the end of its bloom. Canada Columbine, that beautiful red 5-petaled flower, is probably at its peak of bloom. Bluebead lily is, I've seen both the flowers and the fruits, so it's gone beyond just flowering and is moving on towards fruiting. The berries, of course, of the bluebead lily are inedible, full of calcium oxalate, which is not a chemical you want to ingest. It won't kill you, but it'll make you sorry you ever took it. The hazelnuts, both American and beaked, if you approach a hazelnut now today, you should be able to find young nuts. The beaked hazel, the nuts on that one were about, I would say 3 to 4 centimeters long, so a little bit over an inch. And That one is doing well. The American Hazel is the same. The flowers aren't, or the nuts aren't quite that big, but they're definitely noticeable. And common, not common, but smooth rose. Smooth rose is blooming, and I'm really attracted to the rose. It's really a pretty, pretty flower, and it's fun to see. It's just a really interesting plant to look at, and I encourage you to go out and check your roses and see what you have, whether or not yours are the smooth rose or not. If you check your rose, if you go out and look at the, find a flower bud and work your way back from the flower bud toward the main part of the plant, if that stretch of woody material behind the flower bud is smooth, if it has no thorns, then you're looking at Rosa blonda, which is smooth rose. And that's the most common rose that we have up here. And the way to tell it from the others is to look at this new growth and see if it isn't just perfectly smooth. Typically, June 6th is the first date for blooms. This year, 2 days late, June 7th. Last year, 11 days late, June 17th. It was 5 days early in 2018. And 7 days early in 2012, so that was May 29th. So it's about average, which is where we've been with a lot of things this year. This is as uncommon as you might find this spring to be. It is, in terms of flowering dates, it's pretty close to average. So as I said, get out, check out your roses, check out all the other blooming flowers that are blooming in the area. There are a lot of them. And if you don't have a good book for that, check out the Newcomb's Wildflower Guide. It's not the easiest one to use to start with, but once you get established with it and you start using the book, it oftentimes leads you to the proper flower. So Newcomb's Wildflower Guide, my favorite flower book. That's the Phenology Show for this week. As always, if you have observations, comments, or questions, get in touch with us. We'd love to hear from you.